All right, and we're back here on Out of the Woods. Sophia Talvik is here live in the studio. We were just talking about traveling around and the van and all sorts of stuff. But you guys are headed, people won't get to hear this before you, this show airs on the 22nd through the 28th, but you're going up to Maine between now and then when we're recording this. And then you're all over the Eastern Seaboard.
And that is correct. I think actually on the 22nd, if that's when you're listening in right now, I'm playing in Wardspur Town Hall in Vermont. And Vermont is like a new state for me. I haven't been to Vermont before, so it's going to be my 46th state.
Vermont is a great state.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a nice place for sure.
Cool. Yeah, and after that I'll go down to Connecticut and New York, and then I'm traveling down the coast towards Florida, so I'm making many stops along the way.
Yeah, I noticed you call this the yo-yo tour.
Yeah, it's because I started out in Philadelphia, and then I went all the way up here to New England and Maine, and then I go all the way down to Florida. So it's sort of like a yo-yo going up and down the coast.
Yeah, I notice when you get down around Maryland and D.C. and New Jersey and Pennsylvania, you're back and forth between a bunch of them.
Up and down the coast.
During the early May, it looks like you're going through there, the mid-Atlantic states.
Mm-hmm.
And toward the middle of the month, you're getting into the South a bit, the Carolinas and Virginia. Tennessee, even, you're in there, and Georgia.
Yeah, and then it's going to be nice. Hopefully nice and warm. It's been a little cold right now, but I'm hoping it will be nice and warm when I get down there. So.
And then you get to head to the West Coast at the end of the month, right?
Not at the end of the month, but in...
21st, I think, California, something.
California, it's in October, so it's
Oh, did I see that wrong? Okay.
Maybe I put something wrong somewhere.
No, I was probably...
Sometimes, you know, because I'm from Sweden and Europe, we put the dates in a different order than you guys do here. So if I say, you know, that I'm going to play... April 7th, I would write it 7/4, you know, but
all right,
I guess sometimes I do that mistake on my website as well. I put it in a different order, so I have to think about that.
Well, I had the 21st down. I know there's no 21st month, so.
Well, then I don't know.
Maybe it was another Georgia date. Do you have more than one Georgia date?
I think so, yeah. I'm not quite sure, though. It's all on my website. You can find all the shows if you go to sophiatalvik.com, and that's Sophia Talvik with an F.
That's right.
T-A-L-V-I-K.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could get you to play another song for us.
Sure. Yeah, this is a song about staying together. And when we were doing the long tour, you know, I'm traveling with my husband Jonas, who's also my sound guy and my driver and my roadie, my bodyguard. And people would always ask, you know, living in such a small space as a camper for such a long time, how did you manage to not kill each other? And so this is a song about staying together. And especially a song about not going to sleep angry with each other. This song is called 7 Miles Wide. Rift in our bed is 7 miles wide, though I see you as though we're here right beside. I'm trying to reach out, but it's just in my mind. My body's too tense and too stiff to unwind. The rift in our bed is 7 miles deep. The edges are sharp and the walls are so steep. And if I could throw myself out like a dove, would the peace that I offer ever substitute love? So, I hold on for the night, for the day.
punishing you is harder on me, and it's double the torture that you don't even see. That the rift in our bed is 7 miles wide, and I'm on the edge and have been for a while. So hold on for the night, for the day. Crying inside as the rift moves you farther away from my side. I want to reach out, but I'm just a torn proud. Will you build me a bridge and I will come around? So hold on for the night, for the day.
Again, yeah, I like that one. That's one of my favorite ones.
Thank you. It's actually a duet, so if you listen to it on my album, you'll hear me sing this with a great singer from Sweden.
Yeah, who is that? Because I did not have the I think it's off this one, right?
Yeah, and if you go to the back there, you'll see it.
She's gonna make me look it and dig it up myself.
On the back side.
Pontus Borg?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not familiar.
No, he's not a very well-known singer, but he's a great singer. I actually found him through a commercial that he was singing in Sweden, and I just really liked his voice. So I sent him an email and said, hey, want to sing with me on my album? And he said, yes.
Very nice. Yeah, I just recently played that on one of the shows, and I was like, who is that? I have no idea. Sorry, folks. So there you go, Pontus Borg. Mm-hmm. is the duet.
Yeah.
Nice. So I was wondering, where do you park that van when you're going down the road every night?
Well, you know, it's different places. Sometimes we park outside the venue where we're playing, and sometimes people offer us a space to park in their driveway, and sometimes we park in state parks or, you know, Cracker Barrels, parking lots. Yeah.
I know Walmart used to let people park overnight.
Yeah, you're allowed to park in most Walmarts, but it's sort of a noisy place to be parked at. They, you know, the big trucks also park there, so.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. So truck stops too, yeah?
Yeah, you want to avoid the truck stops, unless you like the noise, I guess. But I think also if you're traveling in an RV, you sort of have to show some respect for the truckers who drive as a profession and drive very long hours, and so not to go there with an RV and steal one of their spots, you know.
Sure, yeah. So do you often get a tap on the glass in the middle of the night telling you to move along, that kind of thing?
Not that often. It happens sometimes, but usually we're fine. Yeah.
Good. Be safe out there, folks. Sophia Talvik is here. Maybe we could get you to play another song.
Yeah, why don't we do something from the latest album, maybe?
Sure.
So which one should we do? Do you have a favorite from the new one?
You know, I meant to bring it up from the studio, too, and it's down there. So off the top of my head, I can't think of the song titles.
All right. You know, I think we should play the first track of the album, which is called Aha Aha.
All right, let's do it. Right off the CD now, here's Sophia Talvik on Out of the Woods. Aha, aha, from Big Sky Country, Sophia Talvik. She's here with us on Out of the Woods, and she's got her guitar. Maybe we get her to play another live one for you in just a sec. Maybe she could tell us about it, though.
Sure. All right. So, you know, I have a singer-songwriter friend who is from Boston originally. Her name is Michelle Lewis. I don't know if you heard her. She's a great singer-songwriter. And she moved to Los Angeles a few years ago. And so when she was touring her way to Los Angeles, she posted a picture on Facebook of Buffalo. She was somewhere in the Midwest, I guess. And she wrote, "Give me a home where the buffalo roam." And I saw that post, and I just thought that was so beautiful. And so I was writing this song at the moment, and those words also fit so well to my song. And you know, I'm from Sweden, so I had no idea it was Home on the Range. It was, so I had to Google it, and I found out that she didn't write those words.
Oh yeah, we all know that song.
Yeah. You do, but I didn't. It's not a well-known song in Europe, so I decided to steal the words anyway, you know, and I put them in my song, which is on my latest album, and it's called Give Me a Home.
All right. Sophia Talvik, once again, live here in our studio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you. It's an updated version of Home on the Range.
Slightly different melody.
Slightly different. Yeah, mostly different.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So, What was I going to ask you? I had something I was going to ask you, and now it slipped my mind.
Huh. Well.
Oh, well. What's interesting? Tell me something interesting about you.
Something interesting about me. Wow. Well, I don't know. I like to cook, and I try to cook as much as I can in the little RV. I have a tiny little kitchen in there. So, you know, because when you're on the road, it's sort of important to feel good, I think. So, you can't go to McDonald's every day.
Oh, no, no.
So I try to do my best to figure out how to cook tasty and healthy food in the RV.
It must be a challenge in that little thing.
Sometimes it is, yeah. It's a very, very tiny kitchen. But the
nice thing about it, though, if you need ingredients and you're like, we don't have any of that, well, start the engine and take the kitchen down the road a little bit.
Yeah. You can just park outside Walmart and go and shop whatever you need.
Find a farm stand or something nice like that. Get some fresh stuff on the road.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because in the South, you know, they have a lot of rosemary. Like they use it for just like in parks or on parking lots and stuff like that, big bushes of rosemary. So you can just actually just go outside and pick yourself some rosemary for whatever you're cooking. That's pretty nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fresh spices, road spice.
Yeah. Better rinse it first, though, so it's not a lot of, road dust on it.
That's right. Get the diesel soot off of it.
Yeah,
all
for
that
sure.
Stuff. Yeah. Okay, there's one. I was trying to think of what I was going to ask you. And I was going to ask you about opening for David Duchovny?
yes. Yeah, I did in Germany, yeah. He did an album, I guess, last year called Hell or High Water. And he did this little Europe tour, and I got to open for him in Munich, in Germany.
That's funny. I have to tell my wife about that. She's going to be very excited.
Yeah, I was very excited too. I'm a huge fan of Californication and X-Files, and so I mean it was a treat to meet him. He was a really nice guy.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't have the Winnebago there, because those are famously sucked up by flying saucers. It's just the right
size.
Well,
you know, maybe David could have protected me, Agent Mulder.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So your music is kind of hard to classify. I was listening to your earlier stuff today, and some of it definitely leans more toward pop. What are your influences, and where did you sort of start out when you started playing music?
Well, you know, I think most of what I do is like sort of classic singer-songwriter stuff. But I also did some, you know, little side projects, mostly for fun, like for The Owls Are Not What They Seem. That album, I actually, before I released that, I did 4 EPs where I let the guys in my backing band in Sweden produce 1 EP each. And so they could do whatever they wanted. I gave them totally free hands to do whatever they wanted. And so one of the guys did an almost electronic version of the songs. And my drummer did more like a, like you said, a pop sort of EP. And so I, you know, it's fun to sort of see how your songs work in different genres. And we also had 4 rock bands who did their own covers of the songs from that album. So you could also hear them as, you know, like college rock band, or we had one that was more of like an opera of a rock band. And it's quite fun, you know, to sort of experiment a little bit. But then when I released the album, I decided to do it my way. So that's a little bit more acoustic and singer-songwriter style. And so, you know, I think most of my albums are sort of in that genre, maybe now a little bit more towards Americana. You know, I met some really nice musicians here in the States that play banjo and pedal steel and stuff like that. So, of course, that sort of adds to that sort of Americana sound.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, folks. If you get a chance, though, check out the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Where you can find all of her produced videos. We're talking works of art, actually. all kinds of outfits and crazy makeup and... Wild Productions.
Yeah.
Definitely worth checking out. Sophia Tolvik. And once again, that's Sophia Tolvik. There you go. And stick that all together and put .com at the end, and you can get to her website, too. So there you go. Well, you want to play another one?
Sure. So this is another song that I wrote when I was on the road. And when you live in a camper, you know, you have a very thin roof. And so when it's raining, it gets really loud sometimes. And it was like someone was dancing up on the roof. And I woke up and I grabbed the guitar and I wrote this song. So it's called A Matter of the Hearts. Is it because I can't have you? Because I let you go? I was the wiser of us two, but I was a fool for you. All the things I can tell you that you already know, what do they matter now, and what do they mean anyhow? And the rain beats like a thousand tapping feet on my roof. I never thought I'd miss you so, and the hail beats like a whip until my skin is I deserve it 'cause I let you go. The way you used to hold me, I still think about that, that you'd always let me go. So finally I did, and too I lay awake at night thinking it's not a matter of the hearts, it's what you choose to do, and you chose to let me go. And the rain beats like a thousand tapping feet on my roof. I never thought I'd miss. Your choices that define you, all your actions that refine you, who you are, who you'll be, if you'll stay, if you leave. And the rain beats like a thousand tapping feet on my roof. I never thought I'd miss you.
Sophia Tolvik. Yeah. What do you call that one again?
A Matter of the Hearts.
A Matter of the Heart. Got to write these down for the playlist.
Sure.
I've got rain on the roof in my head. And that would have been wrong. That would not have been the title of the song.
Could have been a good title, though.
Alternate title. There you go. Very good. Yeah. So have you started thinking about your next CD yet? When did Big Sky Country is almost coming on 2 years old now, right?
Yeah, I know. It's I am working on some new songs, and hopefully I'll have it all together and ready to release next year. in December, I'm going to put out a Christmas album. Because every year I write a Christmas song, and I've been doing that for a long time now, many years, 7 years, I think. And so I have a lot of songs, and I was thinking, you know, why not put them together and make an album? And so some of them are old, and I need to re-record them, and I also have to write this year's Christmas song. So that will be the project for this year, and then hopefully I have enough songs for a regular new album next year.
Excellent. So is there going to be a video with elves? And,
with elves?
for the Christmas?
Oh, maybe. Do you want to be in it?
Sure.
We'll come over here and shoot it in New Hampshire. You guys get some snow, right?
We do. Yeah. We do, actually. Just we had over a foot of snow just over a week and a half ago.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm so glad it's melted away.
It did. Then we had an 86 degree day this past week. So
yeah,
it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's I've been a little worried because we're going all the way up to northern Maine, and with the camper, you sort of don't want it to be snowy and slippery on the roads. So I've been monitoring the weather, and a couple of days ago it said it was going to snow up there when we were there, but now it changed, so hopefully we'll be fine.
Yeah, I think you'll probably be fine this time of year.
Yeah.
Is it mostly coastal, the route you're taking, or are you going inland?
We are actually doing a few shows up in the mountains as well, but mostly in Vermont, so I don't know how much snow they still have there, or if it's all melted away, or...
Yeah, Vermont is one of those states with a bunch of crazy elevations all over the place.
Yeah.
Very hilly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not sure what the climate is this time of year in some of the places, but I think you'll love Vermont. Very, very nice place to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe we'll get you to play one more before we wrap this thing up.
Sure.
For the folks.
So maybe I'll just tune it a little bit, because for the last two songs I had it down-tuned a little bit. So.
You're listening to Sophia Talvik live here on Out of the Woods. If you want to get in touch, you can send some email to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. So you can do that. And no, you can't talk to Sophia. She won't be here when your email comes through.
No, but you can come and see me on the road.
There you go.
You can find all my shows on my website. So, and then you can come and talk to me after a show or before a show.
That's right. Buy a CD.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll sign it.
I will, if you ask nicely. All right. So since this is the last song, it'll be a little goodbye song. And it's actually a song from my debut album. So this song is from 2005. It's an old song. It's called She's Leaving. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely.
All right. Fix the phone up on the river. Stop the falling leaves in the air. Freeze the rabbit in its shiver. She's leaving. Let the windmills rest their battle. Hold your breath and stop your heart. And quiet rattle, snakes that rattle. She's leaving. Stay the shadow.
lost tonight. Oh, she's leaving, leaving, leaving us. She's leaving us tonight. Ooh, oh, leaving us tonight. Oh, leaving, leaving, leaving us. She's leaving us tonight.
Very nice. Oldies here on Out of the Woods from Sophia Talvik. Very nice.
Thank you.
Thanks again for stopping by. Maybe we could play one more CD track on the way out. I was just thinking.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
If you have a pick, we could...
If I have a pick. Oh, my goodness. I think you have to give me one of the CDs there, and I'll see if I can find something good on the albums that we can play. Why don't we do a piano song from The Owls Are Not What They Seem? So this song is called Nothing Quite So Gentle.
All right. Sophia Talvik on Out of the Woods.
If you're one step from the grave, how will you know just what to say? How will you tell the tricks that time will play? And if you're two steps from your life, how will you ever recognize all those crucial things that from your heart. How can you tell right and wrong apart? Is there a rule to go by if you're unsure? And the lighthouse at the end of the road still shines for you, still shines for you. From your skin, how will you know what's down within, down in that hollow shape that bears your name? And the lighthouse at the end of the road still shines for you, still shines for you. Crashing into the Thank you.